Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Amidst a whirlwind of activity, Bitcoin continues to be the focal point following President Trump's announcement of a strategic Bitcoin reserve. This has sent ripples through the market, leading to a decline in Bitcoin's price and uncertainty about the future. Meanwhile, the crypto world braces for potential turbulence with new forms of scams and regulatory shifts. President Trump's executive order to establish a Bitcoin reserve caused Bitcoin to drop in value, now trading below $90,000. The initiative aims to use seized Bitcoins for federal reserves, bypassing fresh purchases. The lack of a direct purchasing plan has left the market jittery, with investors seeking shelter in alternative cryptos like Solexy and Meme Index, which offer intriguing pre-sale opportunities. Adding to the market's stress, 1inch faced a $5 million exploit due to outdated smart contracts, prompting a bug bounty program to enhance security. Despite setbacks, 1inch remains a key player in the DeFi space. Furthermore, the North American Securities Administrators Association warns of rising AI and crypto scams, highlighting the use of social media to amplify fraudulent activities. In the legislative arena, Senator Elizabeth Warren has challenged David Sacks, Trump's crypto czar, to prove he isn't profiting from recent crypto policies, raising concerns about conflicts of interest. Meanwhile, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent hints at future plans to expand U.S. Bitcoin reserves, using budget-neutral methods, emphasizing a strategic long-term hold. The White House Crypto Summit, aimed at dismantling restrictive policies, concluded without major announcements, causing altcoins like XRP, ADA, and SOL to tumble more sharply than Bitcoin. The summit did, however, lay the groundwork for stablecoin legislation expected by August. On the corporate front, Gemini has confidentially filed for a US IPO, with Kraken also planning a public offering by 2026. These moves come as the regulatory environment shifts favorably under Trump's administration. Coinbase, under CEO Brian Armstrong, plans to hire 1,000 employees, buoyed by a supportive policy backdrop. Elsewhere, Binance's new governance model empowers users to vote on token listings and delistings, enhancing market transparency and user engagement. This initiative aligns with Binance's commitment to decentralization, echoing broader trends in the crypto ecosystem. In global news, Singapore's trade minister advises against crypto investments, citing volatility and lack of protections, as regulatory actions tighten. Meanwhile, US authorities dismantled the Russian-linked Garantex exchange, cracking down on money laundering activities. Despite the volatility, Bitcoin's long-term outlook brightens as whale investors resume accumulation, and Binance's stablecoin reserves surge, hinting at potential bullish movements. Analysts remain divided on Bitcoin's trajectory, predicting both significant highs and potential lows, but the possibility of reaching new heights keeps the excitement alive. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.